from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Sports Station. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interviews.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm getting no interview. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shots and the ties for your makeup. Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you better.
Morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Happy draft day. NBA draft day has arrived. And
it is pretty dope.
Time tomorrow, we will we'll know what the Grizzlies did. Today on the show, to celebrate draft day, we'll be having John Martin join the show in the next segment. Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock, and Sam Hardiman's going to join us, I think. He's in a waiting room right now, but somewhere. I think we're. I won't go into it, but we're hoping Sam can join us, and it seems likely he'll join us. And we got to talk to Sam because to see that the city council passed a tax increase last night. And so there you go. There's that news. They got to pay the bills, man. They got to pay the bills. I will also talk to him about the Elon Musk stuff and more. So the police chief got a pay cut. See that? So they
was that approved?
Yeah, it seems, okay. Seemed to be voted. The police chief, she was making $281,000 a year. It's a good bit of coin, right? In fact, like what happened was is that they put in automatic raises. I think Sam has written about this before for the police, and so she gets the automatic raises or whatever else, or 6% or 4% or whatever it is, and she was already making good coin when she was recruited here, and so she was making. You know, you look at other major cities, she was making more than a lot of police chiefs at other major cities. Anyway, they lopped her down to $246,000, from $281,000 to $246,000. The mayor is not happy. He said it feels punitive. $246,000 also could figure out a way to get by on it.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like anything in life. When you start when you're used to making.
That is 100% true. And that's true whether you make $30,000, $80,000, $140,000, or what this, she was making, $281,000. You do just, it's almost impossible psychologically not to adjust your spending to your income.
And if you want to tie it to sports, to me, it's no different than when your team starts to win big and you just, like that, you think the standard is the standard.
I think, yeah. You think I literally remember when I first started radio with George Lapidus way back when, I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to take all my radio money and I'm going to
save it away.
I'm not going to ever touch it. I'm going to live. That went by the boards pretty fast.
Well, I could get a couple other things.
That went by the boards pretty fast. Anyway, we'll talk to Sam. John Martin, Chris Harrington, and Sam Hardiman. It's going to be hot again today, but we could have storms, whatnot. I did go running yesterday in the middle of the day, 97 degrees.
How'd that go?
97 degrees. I ran 2.5 miles. That's pretty modest, honestly. Normally, my normal when I run, I don't run as much as I used to, but when I run now, I'll go 3.2 miles typically. And I said 2.5 is probably enough in 97 degrees.
Pretty sure that's farther than I've ever run.
So
at one moment.
We have matters to discuss there in the midst of last evening. All of a sudden, holy smokes, the NBA. Well, what it used to be, Jeffrey, that there was this moment when we realized that second round picks mean nothing in the NBA.
Yes.
Right? There was like people just, oh, you want 12 second round picks? Here, right? Like people give away second round picks. Here, my church, Idaho Presbyterian, every Sunday they do a little moment with the children, right?
Okay.
And the children come up to the front of the, and they gather around the pastor and they give a little mini sermon. Mm-hmm. They take the sermon that's going to be the sermon. They give a
bite-sized
version with words, you know, that the kids and me both can understand,
correct,
right? So and as the kids go up, they collect quarters and the quarters are sent to some
charity, yeah,
right? And you give those quarters away because. Who needs it? Who cares?
There's
kids taking it, and who cares, right? You just give them away. And that's what second-round picks used to be like. It's like, oh, yeah, fine, I got four here.
I think it really crystallized when Jay Crowder got traded for 5 seconds.
Right.
That was when everyone realized, like, they
take
don't matter.
It's like the pennies that you have in your car, really, more at. Well, now we have now reached the exact same situation with first-round picks.
Mm-hmm.
First-round picks, apparently meaningless. Mikal Bridges traded from the Nets to the Knicks for not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5 first-round picks and a player and a pick swap. 5 first-round picks. Just unbelievable. 2025 first-round pick. This is the Knicks. 2027 first-round pick. 2029 first-round pick. 2031 first-round pick. 2028 first-round pick swap. And a 2025 first-round pick that they got from the Bucks. And, by the way, just for fun, this seemed like, how did you hold out for this one? And a 2025 second. You know?
Yeah, I'd like to know, like, what. What
Sorry, we're not doing it without the second.
Yeah, what was that doing in there? Was that like the tip at the end?
And Bojan Bogdanović is the player.
Oh, the firsts are unprotected too, correct?
The firsts are unprotected. They are the Knicks unprotected picks in 25, 27, 29, 31, and then in 28 there's a swap. Now here's the thing. If you're the Knicks, what you're thinking is, we're going to be good. We're going to be good. Right? And if you're going to be good in 25, you think they'll be good in 25, don't you?
Yeah.
Don't you think they'll be good in 27? They got Jalen Brunson.
There's always the question of when does a Tibbs team run out of gas, but...
Yes, 100%. Now you're getting to 29, maybe? Like, that's a little ways down the road. That's 5 years down the road. Are they going to be good? Are they
well, I mean,
broken
we also, I mean, you know, there's always just, you know, the year from hell. I mean, the Grizzlies weren't expected to pick top 10 this year.
And then you got a 30, yeah. And then you got a 31. And then a 30, there's no guarantee at all they're going to be good in 31. Plus, in 28, it's a swap. And, but anyway, they're going for it. They are reassembling, of course, the Villanova's national championship team with Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo, and now Mikal Bridges added to the pile. The it was funny. Earlier this month, Bridges had tweeted to Josh Hart, "Come to the Nets," and Josh Hart tweeted back, "Are you okay? If they have you hostage, just blink and we'll save you."
Mm-hmm.
And so then, sure enough, they came in to save them. And so there you go. By the way,
and who's the next GM? Is it perhaps maybe Brunson's dad?
It's an interesting question. So the other interesting thing is, maybe this is a rude thing to do, given that I'm in the media business and I have my own cold takes exposed.
Mm-hmm.
But Stephen A. Smith makes so much money. I think we can do this for Stephen A. Here's Stephen A. on that Villanova team when it was winning a national championships.
Villanova doesn't have a real NBA prospect squad.
I mean, in fairness to Stephen A., Skip was right there with him.
Yeah, I know. Hey, exactly right. And now you got Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, and Mikal Bridges all reassembled and playing for the Knicks. The other interesting part of this, all kinds of interesting parts, and there's another trade that we'll talk about here in a minute, was in Woj's story about this, he mentioned that the Knicks had to outbid other teams that were assembling, quote-unquote, significant trade packages, and specifically mentioned the Memphis Grizzlies earlier this month. Like, we're not talking about the 2 years ago,
right,
when they offered four first-round picks. And that was, by the way, offering... He's got 2 years left on his deal. So the Knicks are giving five first-round picks and a pick swap for two more years. At the time, the Grizzlies were giving... They got two more postseasons, or what they thought were two more postseasons, and they were offering four first-round picks. The Nets did not do it, but back then we were naive enough to think four first-round picks was a lot, right? And so what do you make of the fact that the Grizzlies hadn't given up? The Grizzlies were evidently still, this offseason, in pursuit of Mikal Bridges, and would you have, let's just say the Grizzlies had done what the Knicks did, okay?
Okay.
And gave up exactly that package. 2025 first round pick, 2029 first round pick, 27, 29, 31, a pick swap in 28, and then let's pretend they had the Bucks pick, whatever else. Would you have wanted the Grizzlies to do this?
So I could do that deal without that second?
All you have to do is give five future first round picks for the Grizzlies to get Mikal Bridges, a guy who's never made an all-star team. I don't think I would have had the Grizzlies do that. I would not have. And by the way, they clearly didn't have the option. Mikal Bridges wanted to go to the Knicks. I guess the question is, what do you think you're trying to accomplish?
I mean, in the end, here, I'll make a case, because I think, gun to my head, I'd probably do it.
You would have done it.
Because, to me, the only thing that is guaranteed for the Grizzlies is the next 2 years. And to me, that makes them better for the next 2 years. Yes, that is setting up a future you problem, but...
Oh, man. Well, and so then what we've also learned is... So that was a fascinating trade. Fascinating trade. The other trade was almost, honestly, more interesting to me because it was just nuts. The Brooklyn Nets, who had given up a whole bunch of firsts, they've done the sort of the equivalent of the Knicks, what the Knicks just did.
Yeah.
They've done it a couple times now, right? Whatever. But they did it when they got James Harden, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they had to give up a bunch of picks when they got James Harden. And now the world is cratered, which can sometimes happen. And then all of a sudden you're saying, whoa, this is terrible. We stink and we don't get the fruits of stinking.
Yes.
Like look at right now. They should be picking third this year in the draft, and instead Houston has that pick.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, this is terrible. Well, this is we have to undo this.
Yep.
And so what...
They got it back.
Like Brooklyn wants to tank now. Next year's draft is supposed to be spectacular. And but tanking only works if you have control of your own first-round picks. Doesn't do you any good to tank. And if so what they did is they said, listen, we're going to stink. And we want to stink, and we want to be all in on stinking the way one is enthusiastically. What's a tank if you can't really believe in it, you know? You got to really believe in the tank. You got to be all in on the tank.
What year was it you said the Sabres would cheer when other
It was whatever the Eichel McDavid year was. That's the kind of enthusiasm you need to be for the tanks. But in order for people to really get behind this tank in Brooklyn, they had to get their own first-round pick back. So what they did was they got their 2025 first-round swap back from Houston. Houston had the right to swap with them.
Right.
And let's be honest, Houston's going to be decent next year. And so
they certainly intend to be.
It's interesting. Like, if it's interesting that Houston even agreed to do this, right? We'll get to the Houston part of this in a minute. Because that Nets first-rounder looking pretty golden right now next year. Anyway, they also get their own 26 pick back.
Wait, what did Houston get in return? Because that's what I always struggle.
Here's what Houston got in return. Houston decided, oh, yeah, okay, Nets, you think you're going to stink? We think the Suns are going to stink. And Brooklyn had not necessarily next year.
I don't hate that move.
Not necessarily next year, but they're – well, so what Houston wants is – and here's the other thing. That Nets pick is gonna be a high pick. But if you don't let the Nets control, if the Nets don't have that pick, then the Nets can do things to try to be mediocre.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
it's not that hard to get into like the play.
Even next year, let's say the Nets end up with the best in the lottery odds and finish first or second in the lottery. If you're Houston, even if you're looking at that, you might say, yeah, but would they have done that if they didn't control their own pick?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
for sure.
They might have been sixth from the bottom then. They still wouldn't have been good. Anyway, here's what they get. They get the Suns 2027 first round pick. They get two swaps, 25 and 29. And they get actually three swaps, two 29 swaps. A 25 swap, and the 27 first-round pick. And so what they are saying is, you know who we think is going to stink? We think that whole thing in Phoenix is going to implode. And when it implodes, we want to be able to offer the Suns the same deal that that Brooklyn is now offering us. What has Brooklyn done? Brooklyn is really anxious to get their picks back that they had previously given up, and they're willing to pay to do it. Well, Houston's saying, you know what? We're going to own these Suns picks. The Suns are going to collapse. And what we're going to do someday is we're going to say, okay, you want these picks and swaps back? Give us Devin Booker.
You've got
one team betting on themselves. Hilarious.
They're shorting Phoenix.
But one team's betting on themselves to stink, which is old school tanking.
Yeah.
And then you've got another team betting on Phoenix to blow up.
This is tanking inception.
It's just unbelievable. And all of this.
We've literally turned the NBA into a financial market.
All of this was preceded. Can you imagine how irritated you'd be if you're the Suns in Houston? You're like, oh, yeah, you're just sitting over there waiting for us to. Like, it would infuriate me. But. I don't hate it for Houston.
I mean, it certainly makes it more interesting. Also, Neil texted me yesterday, my old boss, Neil McCready. He's a huge Thunder guy. He thinks they're doing something.
Well, there's lots of fallouts from all of this, and we'll talk with Chris Harrington about it extensively.
Have we seen someone short another team before?
I'm not sure like this.
I mean, kind of the Grizzlies when
people are making the deal with Brooklyn and you're getting all these swaps, you're saying Brooklyn's going to collide. Like that's.
But the Grizzlies, remember when they got that Warriors pick? They did target 24 because they kind of bet on, hey, there's a chance that the Warriors are not good at that point. I mean, I guess to a certain degree, but that wasn't. Not like this.
That's not like this. Yeah.
This is a complete.
Oh, yeah. If you are getting a pick from someone and they're good, you push it down the road. You want to backdate it because you think, well, it might fall apart by then. But not as aggressively as this is happening right now. So then you do wonder, like, okay, what else is Brooklyn going to do? Brooklyn has Cam Johnson. Are they going to get rid of Cam Johnson now? Like, are they how all in on the tank are they going? Are they going to re-sign Nick Claxton? What's going to happen there? But then the other interesting part of this is the Knicks, by doing this, have conceded they're not going to bring back Isaiah Hartenstein.
Yeah, because they can't
afford him.
Yeah,
And they think others
the Knicks are so cash-strapped.
They think others are going to come in and give him an offer that they could not give him. And one of the teams that is mentioned there, I think too pricey for the Grizzlies. One of the teams that is mentioned there is Oklahoma City. Orlando's another that you hear. And so we'll see what happens with that. It also means that the Knicks are, I mean, this is what they're doing. And it's sort of interesting because they're following a little bit the Celtics model. We're just going to get a bunch of wings, right? And we're going to get a bunch of you know, you got OG, you got Bridges, you got Josh Hart, you got Brunson.
They still have to re-sign OG, though, correct?
They still have to, yes. But the it's very clear, at least from the reporting on this, that they believe they will re-sign OG. And so then you've got that, and you're going up against the Celtics and their collection of wings. It does sort of make you wonder. Like, Bridges was picked, I think, 9th or 10th. I think he was picked 9th or 10th. And honestly, I think the Knicks had the pick right before where he was picked to the Suns, and the Knicks picked Kevin Knox, as I believe. I think the Knicks picked Kevin Knox right before the Suns picked Bridges at where?
You nailed it. Knox was 9.
Knox was
Bridges
9.
10.
It is an interesting question. I know with the Grizzlies that you're all in on the next 2 years, and this won't necessarily help you. But if you sit at 9... And whether Ron Holland or, you know, you name the wing who you might get at 9, Cody Williams doesn't excite me for next, whatever. But those dudes ultimately are worth 6 first-round picks for a non-all-star level wing. For a non-all-star, 5 first-round picks. For a non-all-star guy who's never made an all-star team, but's good offensively, can guard. Fits. He's on a decent contract as well, which helps. Bridges makes 23 this year, I think, and 24 the next year. It is interesting. It feels like it'll be, if the Grizzlies stay where they are and take Ron Holland, it feels like it'll be defeat, right? Well, they didn't get done what they needed to get done. But if Ron Holland turns out to be, you know, a just slightly sub all-star level wing, same thing. Like, Cam Johnson is going to be very valuable now if they decide to flip him, right? And
yeah.
I mean, the Grizzlies last year just gave up 2 firsts for Marcus Smart. 2 firsts for Marcus Smart, who's you know, not Mikal Bridges.
Yeah, but the other problem is if you do that and Holland turns out to be Zaire, well, then you're just sitting here with
that's
something that you can't get rid of and you've got a crowd.
That's the problem. Yes.
I mean, it all comes back to the same point, though, that you've always made, whether it's the NFL draft or it's the NBA draft, Major League Baseball, whatever the draft may be. If you believe in the person, take them.
Yeah, and the problem is that as you look at it, we sort of equate them all. You know, like, oh, there's a bunch of wings and they're all going to be the same.
Right, but they're kind of used interchangeably.
One of them can turn out to be Zaire Williams, and one of them can turn out to be Mikal Bridges. And your job is to pick the Mikal Bridges. Like in the end, right? Kevin Knox. Literally in that draft, one turned out to be Kevin Knox, and one turned out to be Mikal Bridges. And your job is to figure out which one's Mikal Bridges. And they're not. They might have been. If you look back at that draft when it was being evaluated, people might have said, "Yeah, they're in the same bucket." You know, those two players roughly the same. No, they're not at all the same. They're not in the slightest bit the same.
Well, guess who went 11th?
One's tremendous. Who went 11th?
SGA.
SGA and that one, yeah. Figure out which one of these guys is going to be great. I mean, I hate to say it. That is the job. The job isn't to pick a type of player, although type of player obviously matters. The Grizzlies need a type of player. The Grizzlies picked the type of player when they picked Zaire Williams, and he's dunk. The Grizzlies, the job, I mean, it's, maybe this seems simplistic, is to pick a really good player. Now,
well, I would argue the job is to build a roster.
That's
and
true.
One of the ways to build a roster is through the draft. Another way to build a roster is to have what take the assets you have and then flip them for something else. Like, I think what we're seeing in the NBA right now, maybe the reason why we're confused by what is the value of picks, I think one of the reasons why, this is theory, is that the league feels wide open right now. And so people are sitting there going, we can cash in now.
Maybe the lesson is, yeah, is that what we're seeing league-wide, there's a bunch of things you're seeing. You're seeing the importance of wings. But the other thing, you're seeing it, by the way, that the NBA draft, it is draft night. Even on a good draft night, it's not nearly as significant as an NFL draft because the number of players who are going to contribute in a really meaningful way to winning is so much smaller. By the time you're getting into the you know, late lottery or even what you can pick out the one, you know, one player in 20 who turned out to be on it, but you're not. It's just not as meaningful. It's just not as meaningful because there's many, many, many more misses, even in the first round. Many, many more misses. By the time you get to the second round, it's almost all misses, except for, oh, look at those two guys. Why didn't you pick one of those two guys? Yes, you can always find someone. And you can find a Giannis who was picked late in a terrible, what was supposedly a terrible draft. But there's just one of that dude. And so that's what you're saying. But then I think the point is this.
To this, though, this was considered a good draft.
Uh-huh.
In the first round, four guys have made All-Star teams.
Right. It's just like, compared to the NFL draft, how many Pro Bowlers, it's not close. And you're getting significant depth. It's just, the NFL draft is much more impactful throughout because there are ways for players to contribute, and you don't just need top 10 percenters, really. Anyway, but I think to your point, what I was going to say is this. You're seeing teams throw first-round draft picks in an effort to be all in because there is a perceived window right now because you're on the cusp of competing. So whether it's Minnesota giving up four ones, was it, for Rudy Gobert? At the time, we were shocked, right? Look what just happened with Rudy Gobert. Seemed to work out pretty well. And then and by the way, if you throw all your ones at a player like the Nets did, when they got James Harden and it all goes bad, you know what you do? You rebuild. You tank again. You know what I mean? You just tank again. You do whatever you can to get those first rounds back. And here's what you can be confident of, is someone is going to give you piles of firsts when you decide to break up your team and you send the shards of your team out around the league. Someone else who's on the cusp of contending at that point is going to throw you a bunch of ones in the same way you threw someone. Does it bother you? I don't know that Marcus Smart's ever going to be good. Does it bother you that they gave up two ones for Marcus Smart?
Not really.
No, you just boom, whatever. And one of them's this year. Like you could be using Golden State's number one this year. Be handy. But no, it's... And so if the Grizzlies made a deal, it's a little tougher in a small market team to give up this because it's sort of how you have to build, right? Draft. You can't say, well, we can just bring someone here by free agency if this doesn't work.
I'd argue the big markets are struggling to do that too.
But the big markets are struggling to do that too. That's what we're seeing. It's just a cheapening of everyone seems to be just going all in. This patient building stuff is for the birds. And here's the other thing is that the money. Even if you don't lose players by free agency or whatever else, the money gets so much tougher as these players get to their next contract that you probably can't keep them together either. Like, not everyone can do what the Celtics did with Jaylen Brown, you know, and so I think that's another reason there's urgency to this. And so it'll be interesting to see if the Grizzlies share that urgency. The fact that they were going after Mikal Bridges with four firsts or whatever else again seems to suggest that they have the same level of urgency.
I wonder if Marcus was in those conversations.
If so, it would have been for them to then flip Marcus.
Yeah.
I mean, the Nets have no use for Marcus. The Nets, given what their current trajectory is, have no use
I think the Nets need to take the next step in tanking inception. Like, we need them to just assemble, take all the bad. You got to spend, what is it, 90% of the cap?
Yeah.
Just take on, like, every bad contract. Just go around the league. Who's got a contract they want to get rid of? We'll take it.
So, fascinating day. And this does, again, liberate some stuff. Who knows? Like, is Cam Johnson going to be traded? Is Dorian Finney-Smith going to be traded? Isaiah Hartenstein seems to be now on the open market. The Knicks are not, you know, they're not saving their powder to go after get Joel Embiid at some point now. Like, this is what they've decided to do, the way they've decided. And by the way, for Thibodeau to get a guy who has literally never missed a game.
Oh, gosh.
It's perfect, yes. Right? This is just absolutely perfect for him. So, do you have something that will disappoint you tonight? If they sit there and take Ron Holland, will you be disappointed?
Disappointed, I think that would be disappointed is probably too strong, but that would be kind of the most like meh.
It would be pretty meh. It would be more interesting. I'm not sure it would be better. It would be more interesting if they stayed there and took Zach Edey.
I was thinking the same thing. Now, I fully acknowledge that it could turn out that taking Ron Holland would be the right pick there. But I have resigned myself to, even if they took Edey at 9, I'm totally fine with it. It fills a need. And I've heard
talked yesterday, I've heard other people say, well, I don't see taking him at 19. If you take him at 17, that no. If Zach Edey is a good player who's going to contribute on your team next
Correct.
Year and would be worth it at 17, he would also be worth it for 9. Would he be better? Would it be better at 17? Sure, of course it would be. You'd pay him less, and presumably you'd be getting something for your trouble.
Like, ideally,
down,
I would like that the deal that was rumored on the internet last night, trading back to 15 with the Heat, what are 15 and what I don't know whatever else you'd get. And if you took Edey there, that'd be great.
That up. That's fine. That would be great.
But you also leave it up to chance. What if he goes at 14? What if somebody finds out that the Grizzlies want him at 15, they move up to 14 and take?
And this goes back to my other point. Given that this really isn't, these players are not all equivalent. So if you like Zach Edey, he may not be there at 15. If you just like one of the wings better than the other, like Jacoby Walter and Jared McCain are not the same player. One of them's going to be better than the other, right? Yes. And it's your job to like one of them more than the other. And so it's not to me, not a strategy to say either one of them's fine. One of them will drop to us. No, your job is to like one of them better than the other. No two players are equal, particularly look at the NBA. Like, look at it. Look at Kevin Knox and Mikal Bridges. They're not equal. Maybe they look equal to you at the time, maybe whatever, from outsiders, but you've been interviewing them, you've scouted them, your job, they are not equal. I will guarantee you these will not all be equal players. And so if you trade down, one of them will drop to us. No, tell me, you're supposed to have a preference. That is cowardly, is to say, yeah, well, we'll just take whatever's left.
We're in the right area.
We're in the right area. We'll just take whatever's left. So, I don't know. It's fascinating to see. I love draft night, and it begins tonight. 7, I think. Peter Calkins is going to go. Going to the draft is not really as... Are people even there? I didn't realize people are even there. Like, you just see the tables, right? What do you see at the draft? What do we see?
Haven't they been doing
people
it in the arena?
In the arena?
I think they've been doing it in the arena. It's...
What?
Is it Brooklyn?
They do it in Brooklyn?
They've been doing it.
It costs $20. I told them I'd pay. I said, if you go, I'll Venmo you the $20.
Yeah, it's at the Barclays Center. That's where they've been doing it recently.
And so, so he's going, and who knows? Maybe he'll get some screen time when the Grizzlies end up picking or not picking at 9. Other news that I did want to get to really quickly: are you a fan of Buckley's? Buckley's the restaurant.
Oh,
Buckley's the restaurant is closed.
So I saw.
And so is Fino's in Germantown. We have a.
I didn't know we
epidemic.
Had a Fino's.
I didn't know there was either. That could have been part of the problem. There's a Fino's in Germantown closed, and
so when I went to Buckley's, I went to the lunchbox, which closed
A while ago. Across the way. You've never been to the restaurant?
I mean, I've been. It's.
I hadn't been much.
It's. I don't know. It was kind of like that mid-tier steakhouse. And
it
so
is
it's like.
A, yeah. There are a lot of people who lamented it, lamented the closing of it. I think that restaurant meant a lot to, you know, so some people became sort of a, you know, their place.
If I recall correctly, it was one of the first, like, BYOB establishments.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
And Jennifer Chandler over at the Daily Memphian did a story about, you know, about the, and we're seeing a lot of this now, about the
closing of restaurants.
Facing restaurants. And you know, it's let's see, it's labor costs dramatically more, right? The food that you're selling costs, the supplies, the whatever that you're buying costs dramatically more. People still will wince, right, at what they're paying. And on top of it, you got crime. So you have all of that. And so people are either not going out, or they're not going out late, or they're not going downtown, or whatever else. However, people are making their own decisions about that. And I think you could, I mean, a lot of restaurants are figuring a way to do it. And thank heaven, because we like restaurants. But I think if you had one of those things, you know, if you had, labor prices are going up, but, you know, but given that you have labor prices going up, that you have supplies going up, and then you have crime keeping people away, that's a pretty tough gauntlet.
Yeah, my instinct says that it's more of people kind of tightening the belt. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's kind of now aware, and it's just, it's clearly gotten more expensive. And so I think it starts with people going, you know what? Like, we're that extra going out to eat, we're just cutting that. And I think that's kind of where it starts. And then you said you throw
Does
in all this.
Does it start there? I think it starts with our price of producing this meal might have cost that we're charging whatever, $26 for, once was $20. Now with labor and everything else, now it's $28 to produce it. And so we got to raise our price. It's a combination of people are cinching their belts as the prices are also going up.
Right. And to me, it's the easiest thing to cut out. Hey, well, you know, instead of going out to eat an extra time.
Isn't that easy to cut out? If you're in the habit, it's like learning to live. Is it really easy to cut that out?
I mean, to me, it's like, can you cook or not? Because if you can cook, if you can cook, you can do another night. But there are some people that, like, can't cook, so that this is, like...
Some people can't cook?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can't cook in the sense of doing a recipe, but I can make mac and cheese.
I mean, there are plenty of people.
I can broil a pork chop.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that weirdly, like, don't even make an attempt.
I would say I can fix things. That's how I got through being a single dad.
Yeah.
You know, I don't cook, but I fix supper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd say that's how it goes. All right. We're going to talk to John Martin coming up next. Then Chris Harrington. We'll revisit all this stuff with Chris Harrington and then Sam Hardiman. It's a busy day on the Jeff Calkins Show. If you are getting something framed, there is the Frame Corner. FrameCornerMemphis.com, right there, 5035 Park Avenue. And you'll see what I say. You got something that you've been thinking about getting framed, or someone you want, hey, you know what, I'll get this framed for this person and they'll love it. But believe me, they will love it, because Frame Corner does a spectacular job of custom framing. So take whatever, it's a photos, piece of art, sports memorabilia, whatever, diplomas, whatever it is, head on into Frame Corner, see what they can do for you. 5035 Park Avenue. Back in a moment with John Martin. It is the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What will the Grizzlies do with their first round pick?
The Memphis Grizzlies select.
Check out the first round of the 2024 NBA Draft on Wednesday night, the 26th. Full coverage starts at 6 p.m. live on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth,
let's start at the base of a massive waterfall.
Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
4th of July appliance savings are happening now at the Home Depot. Save up to $2,400 on select kitchen packages from brands like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances. Get the LG French door refrigerator with Kraft Ice to keep your summer cool. Or upgrade to the LG Smart Top Load Washer with AI that selects optimal wash motions and settings. Get up to $2,400 off select kitchen packages at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Pricing valid June 19th through July 10th. U.S. only. See store online for details. America's most reliable line of appliances per independent study.
I've got him on the line. Rockin' Ronnie Smith. And Ronnie, I hear it's the Make This the Summer event going on now at Gossett Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat.
That's right, Randy. I've got 2024 Ram 1500 Tradesman Quad Cab 4-Wheel Drive. $649 a month.
Man, that is awesome. What else you got, Ronnie?
2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport, 4-wheel drive, $659 a month.
That's a hot deal on Gladiator Sport. What else you got?
Get super power in a 2023 Charger RT Scat Pack, $698 a month. That's $8,600 off MSRP.
So drive past the rest and come to the best at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on the Pike. Or shop online anytime at GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 75 months, 5,000 down. Ram, RN 19-4282, MSRP 48,595. Jeep, RL 11-6172, MSRP 51,690. Charger, PH 612-877, MSRP 55,110. Price includes all rebates and incentives and excludes PF 695. Payments include PF 695. All exclude tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Life is fast and furious. Sometimes you need a boost. The Shot Nurse can help with Lipo B12 injections. Increase energy, improve mood and sleep. It even helps with allergies. Or boost your immune system with our Tri-Immune Booster, packed with vitamin C and zinc. It gives your body a head start at fighting off illness. With three locations throughout the Mid-South, we can get you in and out quickly. The Shot Nurse is your wise choice.
Protection you need with a personal touch. The Shot Nurse.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell has a great sense of timing, like bringing out Southern Blackberry Cobbler ice cream in time for summer. Rich ice cream with luscious blackberry flavor combined with flaky pie crust pieces and a blackberry swirl. The perfect summertime treat.
The good old days are being made.
Half gallons and 12-pack cups, $5.99 when buying two at all Kroger stores now through July 9th.
Getting engaged is one of life's most spectacular occasions. And when you find your ring at Sissy's Log Cabin, the promise of a lifetime begins with our promise to always provide unmatched quality, superior service, and brilliant natural diamonds. Find your dream engagement ring, wedding bands, and more when you shop sissyslogcabin.com or stop by one of our six locations. Begin the rest of your lives brilliantly. Only at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
Hey, this is Matt Spiegel, and on my podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, we learn how the best broadcasters in the game, like the Reds' John Sadak, try to capture the greatness of the best players, like Ellie De La Cruz.
He's a video game character. I mean, he is so athletic, and I think each moment is its own living entity, and I try to just match whatever that moment is.
The PBP, Voices of Baseball. We bring you the people who bring you the game. Find us on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by John Martin. Jason and John every day from 11 until 2. So, John, it is draft day. Draft night is tonight. Do you have a conviction? Do you have something you want the Grizzlies to do?
No, honestly, not really. No, I can't say. I mean, it's the 9 pick, you know, so.
All right, so do you have a player who, if they, a player within the range of possible players they could pick at 9, who will make you, let's say you were, you know, grading the draft tomorrow for the Daily Memphian. You had to assign a letter grade. Is there a player who you would hate them to pick? I hate that player. You're not just a close observer of college basketball. you talk about college basketball on a national level. So what players do you hate and what players do you love?
Well, the player that I would hate for the Grizzlies today is Cody Williams. I'm not saying that he can't be a really good player in, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, but, you know, I think there are there really is an abundance of players in front of him that I think would be a little bit more ready to contribute in the Grizzlies' operative window, which, by the way, I don't even know if the Grizzlies have a window, honestly. You know, you think you have a window, and then all of a sudden you look up and you don't. You know, that's the nature of the NBA. But if we're going to sort of operate that there's a window that's open, you know, for these next 2 years while Jaren's on this very, you know, extremely cheap contract relative to, you know, the rest of the NBA, then I would have to go with somebody who I think is a little bit more prepared.
Here's the problem, though. If they're sitting at nine, okay, you're telling me Cody Williams, why I'd hate that, given that, not that he's not going to be a bad player, but that he's a project. Let me ask you this. All the players who roughly seem available in that slot, with the exception of Zach Edey, are like, does Tijan Salloon, does he appeal to you as a, like, he's a guy who's projected to go right in there. Does Ron Holland, he's a guy who's projected to go right in there. Does Devin Carter, maybe he's a little more ready. Who's the non, Jacoby Walter? Who's the non-project who you want them to take there that isn't Zach Edey?
I think that's probably fair. I mean,
there's nobody.
We don't know who will be available.
You give me the name Dalton of anybody who could fall tonight.
Could fall tonight.
Okay, but I'm just saying he's not available. I'm telling you he's not available in my world. He's not available.
Yeah, I mean, so I think in that scenario, I would just go ahead and draft Zach Edey.
And you don't hate Zach Edey. You would not hate that.
No, I think Zach Edey is very safe. It's not like going to be the difference of what gets you over the top or anything like that. But, you know, I know at least he would come in next year and contribute something, you know, and you wouldn't have to wait around and wonder, like, what's he going to be? Where's he going to play? Because I think that's a lot of what you sit there and think about with, like, guy, like an Anthony Carter, for example. Right? He may be a great NBA player someday, but as it relates to, like, what he would do for the I don't know. I don't know, like, where he would play. I don't know who he's playing in front of. Like, I don't want to take a pick and have to, like, go figure it out. You know, I want it to be pretty obvious, you know, what their responsibilities are going to be and where they're going to play and how much.
Would it make a difference to you if Marcus Smart was dealt tonight? Like, would that create an opening for someone like Devin Carter or Cody Williams or Ron Holland or Jacoby Walter?
Well, if Marcus Smart is dealt, that's almost certainly going to be for, you know, to move up, right? I mean, to, you know, draft a Klingon. So it would be sort of, you know,
right.
I mean, this
that's
would
probably
sort
you,
of
you would think.
Yeah. So, I mean, it wouldn't be, you know, but no, I just feel like this is an opportunity. Not quite like what the Warriors had when they picking number two overall, but it's an opportunity to add really talented, a top 10 pick, you know, that can come in and contribute. I don't know how many of those guys there are. I mean, look, I think, you know, if I'm going to get into the real draft, Nick, you know, weirdo, nerdy.
Yeah, please.
You know, Tristan Da Silva is a guy I really like. I think he's just a savvy, high IQ, you know, does everything on the court for you. I mean, he's pretty slim, pretty thin. But, you know, I watched Colorado a lot last year, and it wasn't Cody Williams who I came away thinking, oh, man, it was Tristan Da Silva. Here's what I would also say. I saw the reports that, like, the Heat were targeting number nine, right? They were targeting moving up to number nine in the Grizzlies spot.
Yeah.
And what I would suggest and what I would advise is that the Grizzlies don't trade that pick to the Miami Heat. In fact, find out who they want at nine and then take them. That's what I would do. Whoever it is, that's what I would do.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I like it is interesting when you see Mikal Bridges getting 5 first round picks. You realize how, like, it is true. If Zaire Williams had been Mikal Bridges, you know what I mean? Like, wings are incredibly valuable in this league right now. And in a way that probably Zach Edey will never be, right? So if you hit, if you can hit on a wing, you've really done something. And so it's sort of an interesting question. Like, I think we have no faith that we, you know, that the Grizzlies would identify the wing who would be good at nine, right? And to say they're going to be Mikal Bridges. But he, like, it's a hit. He's not even an all-star. He's never been an all-star. And he's getting five first-round picks. Wings are incredibly important. What?
Like, and I know that Grizzlies fans say they're prepared to give up that amount of picks, but I don't think they really are. I mean, that was the Knicks' future. I mean, they are basically saying they have some protected picks from Washington and Detroit and some other stuff in there. Like, but the reality of the situation is that they are not going to have a decent draft pick for the next, you know, 7 years, right? I mean, they're just not. And so, you know, they're not nearly as young as the Grizzlies. So I guess that's a little different, right? They're 26, 27, 28. And I think the issue with the Bridges trade here is that what did he accomplish? Did it make them better than Boston?
It clearly makes them better. And I think here's what you say. Is this? I mean, what we're seeing is Minnesota throw first round picks to get, you know, Rudy Gobert. We're seeing everyone's just taking first round picks and throwing them like they're popcorn, right? This is what you're saying with your Knicks. You're saying we may or may not be better than Boston, but we're certainly better than Boston if Jason Tatum blows out his knee, you know, or whatever. Like, something's going to happen next year, and we're going to put ourselves in position to be one of the elite teams in the league. And if things break the right way, then we can win a title. But
I agree with that. Listen, you're going for it. You're going for it. You know, once upon a time, the Grizzlies went for it by signing Chandler Parsons. This is better than that, right?
This is presumably better than that.
I never have a problem doing that. I don't think that's where the Grizzlies are right now. Like, I don't think, like, sending out five firsts or for Mikal Bridges right now.
If you had been offered that same deal, you would have said no if you're Zach Kleiman. No, I'm not giving you five firsts.
That's a lot, bro. That's so much. It's so much. For a guy who I think, like, here's what happens. Bridges is one of those, like, third option 3-and-D guys who doesn't have, you know, much usage. He's the perfect guy to be overvalued and overrated by NBA media, NBA front offices, because he's really not asked to do that much on a good team, right? I'm not talking about the Nets. I'm talking about, like, when he was with Phoenix, you know, a few years ago, right? He was the third, maybe fourth option, honestly. And so it's easy in that context to be overvalued and overpay for, because you're like, man, this guy, he just guards, and it's like, do the Knicks really need somebody who plays defense? Like, that's not really what they're missing. You know, could the Grizzlies have needed it? Sure. But it's just like, I kind of feel like the Nets are going to be the ones who come out of this deal looking good, as opposed to the Knicks.
Separate question. Yesterday we were talking about, you know, UT won the national championship in baseball. And so we were talking about, you know, what matters more for a UT fan. And so the national championship baseball, making the college football playoff, like, and it turned into a discussion about Memphis as well. What would matter most to a Memphis fan? And you, of course, grew up in Memphis, went to the University of Memphis, were once named, I believe, the rising star in journalism. Is that, what was the award? What was that? Do you get that thing?
Emerging journalist.
Yeah, emerging journalist award.
I've emerged.
I hope you're still emerging, man. I hope you're still emerging yet to come.
Oh, this is it.
This is your fully formed. Anyway, so you care about the University of Memphis. I'm offering you, Memphis will either go to the Final Four in hoops or will be in the college football playoff. Which you taking?
Well, it's funny you say that, because I've got a piece coming out any minute now.
Any minute now.
About Memphis football, that you know, that really, that how different everything is for them now, and how people, you know, should look at them differently, how they should look at themselves differently as a program in terms of what is possible and what is not. With that being said, there's absolutely no way in hell Memphis will ever win the national championship in football. Like, they cannot do it. It's just impossible. They're not going to be able to beat the teams that they'd have to beat the way that the format is, right? It's just not happening. But Memphis basketball can win the national championship.
That could cut either way. Then you can say Memphis basketball doesn't need my help wishing them into the Final Four, so I'll wish Memphis football into the playoff, and Memphis basketball can take care of itself. But you're saying
I think Memphis basketball needs my help.
You'd send Memphis basketball to the Final Four in hoops because once they got there, they could actually win it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yes. And Memphis football could not. I mean, look, that doesn't mean that it wouldn't be like significant, for the university, like to break through.
That would be the argument would be that it is matters more for purposes of realignment. Right. You've already been there, done that.
You and I had this conversation last night. Cincinnati became the first non-Power 5 school to make the college football playoff, and 8 months later, they got an invitation to the Big 12. But it's not really just about that. It's really not about that at all. Because if it was, Memphis was in the Cotton Bowl in 2019,
You don't get automatically elevated just because you're the best Group of Five team. There's a lot of different there has to be a spot. Who even knows if there's a spot anymore?
I guess that also informs my thinking. Like, I'm pessimistic about realignment. So if I am pessimistic about realignment and Memphis ever sort of getting there, even though I think they are absolutely deserving, if I'm pessimistic about it, I might as well just take the basketball championship, right? Because I don't need to be in the Power 5 to win a basketball championship. I don't need to be in the Power 5 to compete for a basketball championship every year, theoretically. So, that's what I would take.
I did see that you had Jeff Goodman on yesterday, and he still is very high on the Memphis basketball job. Where did he say it is?
He said Memphis basketball is a top 25 to top 30 job.
And
he said that
NIL money?
He said that Memphis, we don't know the numbers exactly, but he says he thinks he would be shocked if Memphis is not a top 5 to top 10 team in annual NIL.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. And I think a lot of people honestly needed to hear that. Because you just sort of see it, right? Like, you just sort of see it when Memphis basketball underperformed. Like, I remember doing this with Tubby Smith. Like, it's like history repeats itself. Tubby Smith was very guilty of, like, trying to downplay. What was his whole thing? Well, we were picked fifth. We finished fifth. Right.
Let's lower the bar. If we're not clearing the bar, thing to do is to lower the bar. Right.
That's exactly right. And look, I understand. If I was consistently finishing 10th in the ratings, I would say, well,
what do you expect? Right, exactly.
I mean, it's an election year, so I would, I would be doing the same thing. But it is probably the thing that I am most passionate about in any part of Memphis sports that I cover. I will defend the integrity and the quality of the Memphis job to the hilt.
The Memphis basketball.
You will not stand for
people trying to tell you it's a...
Yeah, because I understand that the Encore results, even going back to the end days of Josh, have been very underwhelming, if not outright bad. But that is not a function of what is invested and poured into that place. That program has unbelievable facilities. They play in FedEx Forum. Kenny makes $3 million. Tubby made $3 million. The salary pool, the NIL, the quality of players that consider the University of Memphis that they can get involved with, the money that they were offering David Jones to come back, mid-majors and other programs that, you would put in those categories cannot do that, right? I mean, Memphis is, again, the results haven't accompanied it, but the investment, they are a big bully. Memphis is a big boy. Are they a blue blood? No, but there's only a few of those. Memphis is still a big boy. And look, if you don't believe me, I mean, people think Jeff Goodman hates Memphis. And he came on air yesterday and said it's a top 25, top 30 job. I mean, and now again, going back to the Penny thing, I feel him. I understand why he had his paws out and his claws out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.